patient named Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, Sulaima, S-O-L-I-M-A. Date of encounter, date of birth, February 16, 1967. Family physician, Dr. Bilal Hussain, B-A-L-A-L, Hussain, H-U-S-S-A-I-N. Uh, 2930 Dominion Boulevard, Windsor, Ontario, N9E2M8, fax number 226-773-3410. Reason for referral is abnormal movement. Here, Bilal, I saw this 50-year-old, right, had a gentleman accompanied by his mother at my office, April 5, 2017. Period, draft, personal history, number 1, type 2 diabetes, number 2, hypertension, number 3, migraine headaches, number 4, dyslipidemia, number 5, blood clot. Period, graph, past surgical history, carpal tunnel release bilaterally, number 2, left ulnar nerve reposition, number 3, bilateral knee surgeries. Period, graph, medication, number 1, metformin, 500 mg twice a day, number 2, pantelope, 40 mg twice a day, number 3, crystal, 2 mg pivotus, number 4, valsartan with hydrochlorothiazide, 320/25 mg once a day, number 5, Genovia, 100 mg once a day, number 6, Norvasc, 10 mg once a day, number 7, Diamicron, MR, 60 mg once a day, number 8, hydrocortisone, 2.5%, cream locally if needed. Number 9, clobetazole cream, 0.05% locally if needed. Pyrenograph allergies. He's allergic to penicillin. Pyrenograph person habits. He doesn't smoke, drink, suffer abusive drugs. Pyrenograph family history. Mother suffers of migraine. There is a strong history of heart disease and stroke on both sides of the family. Pyrenograph, fistula tenderness. He started having this abnormal movement in September of 2014. He said it started with a tremor in both hands, with a spasming and shaking constantly. Then it's progressive to what he calls motor tics, where his body will twist, his neck will jump, his leg will kick. And he describes nocturnal seizures. Two occasions he woke up with tongue bite and bleeding that cover the his bed sheets. He cannot prevent himself from doing it. It's totally abnormal. He has also extensive headaches. And he describes the pressure in both eyes. On March 15th, he was seen by Dr. Frazier, F-R-A-S-I-E-R, who did send him for testing and ordered the MRI. He is still waiting for the MRI to be done at ULED campus. He says the tics are daily, and they are getting progressively worse. His mom is of French descent, and his father of Austrian descent. Though he said his last family name is Arabic. His condition is progressive over the last 2 years. His memory is so and so, but his mood is okay. He denies any history of depression or anxiety. Here in a graph, neurological review was positive for blurred vision, buzzing in ears, dizziness, walking difficulties, headaches, hearing loss, difficulty with urination, nausea, diarrhea, and weakness. Here in a graph, conclusion, new paragraph, physical and neurological examination was within normal limits, except he's overweight, blood pressure 122/92, pulse rate 84, respiratory rate 15, he was a febrile. Visual acuity was 20/30. He had hard time walking his toes or heels, and he has mild tandem ataxia. Period in our graph. Conclusion. Conclusion. Kenneth is a 50-year-old right-handed gentleman with history of migraine, diabetes, hypertension, dyslipidemia, and gastroenteritis laxities, who presented with abnormal movement that's getting worse and progressive over the last 2 years. Pyrenograph, differential diagnosis and discussion. These are not tics, as there is no premonitory, premonitory feeling, and he has no control over them. They're completely involuntary. I saw one spell where he shakes the whole both shoulders and upper trunk. It was brief and sudden and shook like jerk. And this is FIT, the diagnosis of myoclonic, M-Y-O-C-L-O-N-I-C, jerks. The differential diagnosis is large, as I couldn't see any sign of encephalopathy with it. So it's not progressive myoclonic encephalopathy or epilepsy. He had nocturnal seizures with them. So these could be essential myoclonus, but there is no family history of myoclonic jerks before. Could be caused by anxiety, which is unlikely because of the severity and frequencies. If with the history of seizures, this suggests epileptic myoclonus, which could be familial or could be progressive myoclonus epilepsy. We would like to rule out symptomatic myoclonus that we see in basal ganglia degeneration like CBGD, Halleverdin, H-A-L-L-E-R-V-O-R-D-E-N, dash SPATZ, S-P-A-T-Z disease, Huntington disease. There is no dystonia with it and no sign of Parkinsonism. So Parkinson's disease and PSP are ruled out. There is no dementia, so Alzheimer and CJD and GSS disease, between the brackets, Gerstmann, G-E-R-S-T-M-A-N-N dash S-T-R-A-U S-S-A-R dash S-C-H-E-N-K-R disease, and an MRI will be very helpful to rule out stroke, especially thalamic, or Dentato olivary, D-E-N-T-A-T-O dash olivary lesions, or rule out tumor. There is no history of trauma. Malignancy is less likely because it's progressive over the last 3 years. And metabolic is unlikely, like biotin deficiency, bismuth. He's not taking any bismuth. He's not in dialysis. And there is no heavy metal poisoning. There is no sign of, it's not linked to hypoglycemia or hepatic failure or hyponatremia. Secondary disorder could be a possibility. Spinocerebellar degeneration is a possibility too. Rare disorder, storage disorder like ceroid lipofuscinosis, CEROID, space LIPOFUSCINOSIS, comma lafora, LAFORA, body disease, comma GM gangliosidosis, and no sign of encephalitis, infectious or post-infectious, or subacute sclerosing band encephalitis. Periograph plan. Before I will do the full workup, I would like to have an EEG and MRI scan of the brain. MRI is booked and EEG was done. Dr. Fraser did some FRASIR, some workup. So you need to see his consultation notes. Kenneth will come and see me after the MRI exam. Period. Thank you for all me taking care of this pleasant interest, ladies and gentlemen, who has a very interesting illness. Period. And education.